Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist, joining me this morning to look at what's a crowded presidential field. And Carl, by the end of the week, there will be 12 GOP candidates in this field. Does that help or hurt Trump at this point?
Good morning, Susan. I've always thought it helped Trump. He's got 35 to 40% of the party that seems to be solidly in his camp. Now that does leave, you know, maybe upwards of 60% of the party that is not a supporter of Donald Trump and would be open to somebody else. But I've joked that math was my worst subject in high school, but. Even I can figure out that if you take the 60% of the party that isn't in favor of Donald Trump and you whack it up 10, 11 different ways, it puts Donald Trump in a very, very strong position. So, I mean, we're very early yet. Things can happen. Things can change. I expect they will. But right now, Donald Trump is in a commanding position. In all of the polls, I just looked at the Real Clear Politics average of polls for presidential preferences in the Republican Party. And Trump is at 53%, and DeSantis is at 22. It's a 31-point lead. Actually, Trump is even stronger in New York amongst Republicans over DeSantis. So right now it's his to lose, and he certainly could do it. But he's sitting in the catbird seat right now.
And then it's not, any wonder why he wasn't in Iowa this weekend. They were all there except him. But when you're that far ahead, I guess you don't have to.
Yeah, that really stood out. And of course, this is the second time he's missed a big event in Iowa, and it has allowed his opponents, especially Ron DeSantis, to really make some gains amongst the folks in Iowa and elected officials and opinion leaders and show his campaign ability. And by the way, it was very interesting because the big knock on DeSantis by the mainstream media has been that he lacks personality and warmth and ability to reach people. If you saw him in Iowa, you didn't see any of that. Just the opposite. You saw the skills of a politician who has taken a state that was a purple state, a toss-up state, and made it deep red, and in the process won his last gubernatorial election last November by 20 points. If you don't have political skills in this business, you don't win elections by 20 points.
Let me just bring up Mike Pence, the former vice president. He's announcing tomorrow. What is the advantage or disadvantage for him having served as vice president?
Well, obviously there's advantages. He's well known, but that can be a blessing and a curse. I think his problems within the Republican Party are going to be twofold. For people who have no use for Donald Trump, they look at Trump, at Pence. And remember, Pence was a very, very loyal vice president. There's no question about that. Folks who have no use for Donald Trump look at that and they see that as a negative. He's too close to Trump. For the folks who are the real Trumpsters, they look at Pence as a traitor. In their eyes, he could have overturned the election, and he did not. And that is something that, those folks are going to go to their grave with Mike Pence on, I won't even give him the time of day list. So those are two major problems for Mike Pence. And so I think he's going to be difficult. He have a difficult road to hoe, but he's in it now. He's probably going to be able to raise some money, and that can tell everything, especially in the first four events, which is a caucus in Iowa and then three closely dated primaries following that in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. And I think most of these candidates now are looking to say, okay, those are the first four battlegrounds. If you do well there, then anything can happen. Lightning can strike. Let's raise enough money to compete in those first four and see what happens. Because as I've said on your show and David's show before, if you win some of those early primaries, momentum changes on a dime. And, all of a sudden you're getting support, you're getting money, you're getting attention, you're getting volunteers. These are some of the factors these candidates are looking at, the lightning strikes factor, so to speak, if you do well in the first two, three, four primaries.
And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he'll be announcing also this week. I mean, he's one of the most vocal anti-Trump candidates. Does he have any baggage from that Bridgegate scandal?
Yeah, he does. You know, if you look at his record as governor of New Jersey, and everything else, it was excellent. And the things he got passed on taxes and crime and pension reform were outstanding if you're a conservative. But then came Bridgegate. And that's been a long time ago, but you can bet if he's a candidate, that's going to come up again. He's going to have to figure out a good way to deal with it on the national level, because it certainly tarnished him. But, you know, he's a fascinating entry into this race, because he is kind of the political version of a mixed martial artist when it comes to debates and, you know, the give and take of a campaign. And for those of us who are kind of political junkies, when he's on the debate stage with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, that's going to be fascinating to watch. Right now, he's just a blip on the radar screen in terms of support. The latest Real Clear Politics average of polls for Republicans on their preferences for president, he's registering just slightly over 1%. The highest he gets in any poll is the CNN poll, and he's at 2% in that. So he's got a big hill to climb, but he is a combatant. He's a street fighter. He's a great debater, and it's going to be a really interesting debate. You know, the first debate, Republican debate, is only a couple months away. It's going to be at the end of August in Milwaukee. And we'll have to see who qualifies. There's a number of thresholds that a candidate has to meet to qualify. They have to register at least 1% in three polls. They have to have 40,000 contributors, and they have to sign a pledge that they will support the eventual Republican nominee. So we'll see which candidates can make the cut and who gets on the stage. But if Christie's one of them, that's going to be must-see TV.
It sure sounds like it. And then there's one more name I have to throw out at you who's announcing this week. And I feel like if I went through this building and asked everybody who he was, nobody would know. Doug Burgum. Am I stumping you?
No, because I saw that article about a week or 10 days ago in the Wall Street Journal that he was considering running. And I looked him up. I read the article and it identified him as the governor of North Dakota. But up until that article, I had no idea who he was. And, you know, he could have, I would have failed a multiple choice test.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.